Hello, my name is Katya. I'm from Kiev. I was born in Kiev. I'm a medical student of last year.
Nowadays in Ukraine, the skills Katya has to offer are as important as ever. As a final year medical student in pediatric intensive care units and with 3 years of experience in anesthesiology, she feels it is her duty to stay in Kiev even as Russian bombs continue to fall around her.
Now our hospitals are not overloaded, so we treat injured. That's why we have to have people to work.
Every hour can change in Kiev hospitals as they continue to take injured men, women and children in for treatment.
That's why I decided to stay.
Another reason is her work as a volunteer with the Youth for Peace movement of the community of Sant'Egidio.
I'm volunteer for almost 6 years.
Even before the war broke out, Katya tells of how she helped the elderly of her city by delivering food and water to them.
I have many old people. Before the war, we did food distributions for them.
Now, many of these people don't want to leave Kiev, says Katya. And although they are all brave, they are also all afraid. She explains that many live on the high floors of skyscrapers and that with bomb sirens going off even 10 times a day, they are not even able to make it down to the bomb shelters.
That's why they need support. They need food, they need water, they need money, and it's quite difficult for them to get all this. That's why I'm also responsible for them and I want to help them.
They give me incredible support in my decision to stay, she says, adding, I'm here for them just as they are for me.
It's like exchange. I give them something material. They give me this incredible support and I'm so thankful for them.
Katya is lucky because her family also show her support, so much so that they have also decided to stay in Kiev in order for them to be together. The situation is getting worse, says Katya, and the main threats are the bombs and rockets which have already destroyed 70 civilian buildings, including kindergartens and hospitals.
We are afraid a little bit, but still we believe that we are protected thanks to the God and our army.
So much has changed since the start of the war, and amongst these is the definition of some usually very clear words. The word peace has changed a lot for me, says Katya.
Peace was valuable for me throughout my life.
But it is only once you've known war that you start to understand peace.
You understand how valuable the peace is for you.
But peace is not the only word that has completely changed. So has the word refugee. Katya talks about one of the most recent initiatives to be introduced with her work with the Youth for Peace movement.
This year we started to invite refugees, children, that was children from Afghanistan mostly, to our school.
There they have been learning Ukrainian and making friends with the local children. A few months before the war, we were already so frightened about it being a possibility.
It was all about this tension in the air, threat of war.
That's when the meaning of the word refugee began to change. Because that's when you develop empathy for the refugees, says Katya. When you understand that you could be one yourself.
You understand better this refugee from Afghanistan. You understand how difficult for them to live in absolutely another country.
Finally, Katya expresses her gratitude for the precious international support being delivered. Ever since the first days of the war, my greatest fear was to be abandoned and that we would be left alone. But through both words and deeds, Katya says, we know that we are not, and for that, we thank you so much.
We feel this. We know that you're so kind-hearted. Thank you so much.
I'm Francesca Merlo.